there's still a part of you left behind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Israel's bracing for possible attacks from Iran and Hezbollah for killing a top Hamas militant last week. Seth Jones is with the Center for Strategic International Studies.
We could see a range of cruise missiles or ballistic missiles or drones launched from, say, Lebanon or Iran against Israel. I think it's certainly not without possibility that we could see those organizations conduct a strike at an Israeli embassy somewhere else in the world to target Israeli officials.
The U.S. says the attacks could come with little to no warning. Vice President Harris will roll out economic plans this week in Raleigh. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Campaign officials tell CBS News she will make tackling inflation a, quote, day one priority and will also take on corporate price gouging. Wednesday, former President Trump will also be speaking in the battleground state of North Carolina on the economy.
A former police chief in Kansas faces prison time now for raiding a local newspaper last year. Here's our Allison Keys.
Body cam video shows former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody raiding the Marion County Record and the home of publisher Eric Meyer while his 98-year-old mother yells at officers. She died the day after the 2023 raid. Eric Meyer says Cody deserves a felony obstruction of justice charge.
But there are other people who have responsibility for this as well.
The paper had been investigating Cody's conduct. Tropical storm Ernesto has become a hurricane, could become a hurricane rather, as early as tomorrow as it moves closer to the Caribbean. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
Over time, Ernesto is going to get better organized, and we expect development to continue to increase the wind speeds over the next 24 to 36 hours.
Firefighters are finally getting a handle on a wildfire in Greece. Jessica Parker's with the BBC in Athens.
They're saying they're no longer fighting one main long front of this blaze, but rather lots of hot spots that they're having to monitor around this area of northern Athens and then northeast out of Athens where this blaze began on Sunday.
At least one person has died. And forget Miami or Los Angeles. Our Matt Piper says the hottest place to buy a home is in the Midwest.
It's the home of a popular children's brand.
Oshkosh B'gosh. Kids' clothes as tough as our name.
And Realtor.com says Oshkosh, Wisconsin is the hottest real estate market in the U.S. Its relatively affordable home prices plus idyllic surroundings, including lakefront, have catapulted the city to the top spot on the list of most desirable housing markets. The median home price in Oshkosh is $374,000, coming in below the national average.
The national average, $412,000. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea, and the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound, I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for the situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Dressed in their summer clothes. Rolling Stones, Painted Black on WRJN. Well, a survey finds that 80% of us think we're good spellers. The key word there is we think we're good spellers. But if you've ever been on Facebook, I think you know the reality is probably more like 10%.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, abided by magician.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves, but every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
It's Cher on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? What did you see? Well, Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters and wraps up the weekend box office for us.
Well, at number five, we had the animated Despicable Me 4. It brought in $8 million. And number four was the sci-fi movie Borderlands, bringing in $8.8 million. And number three was Twisters, continuing its incredible run this summer. $15 million for Twisters, and that movie has made over $220 million at the box office. Another spectacular result was for the newcomer It Ends With Us. This is based on a Colleen Hoover novel and stars Blake Lively. It overperformed, bringing in $50 million this past weekend and should continue to play strong throughout the next several weeks at the box office. And then number one, to no one's surprise, in its third week in a row was Deadpool and Wolverine, bringing in $54.2 million. This movie is now approaching $500 million at the domestic box office. There is so much to see, including some great new releases in Alien Romulus and My Penguin Friend coming up this weekend. You got to go check out a movie today.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I am as susceptible as the next person to discounts and sales. I love saving money, so I can get my wheels spinning pretty easy when I see that something I kinda want is 40 to 50% off. But here's a funny technique I'm gonna share with you to save even more in situations like that. And I hereby authorize you, as the CEO of your brain, to consider this amazing offer whenever you're looking at something on sale. I just think to myself, do I want to save 40% or do I want to save 100%? If you're clicking around online and you see something you weren't planning to buy and it's on sale, like, hey, look, that ShamWow is 40% off, this trick can come in handy. I find that asking myself, would I rather save 100% and not buy this, sometimes can be helpful for my bottom line. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
It was
was 47 years ago this week we lost Elvis Presley. Have you been listening to Cindy Huber this week? Middays on WRJN. She's been giving away Elvis vinyl. And you have your chance to win all this week. She's been scouring the local used record stores, and she's found a whole bunch of Elvis vinyl. She's going to give it to you. Listen to Cindy Huber, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays on WRJN.
Windy has stormy eyes, the flash at the sound of lies, and Windy has wings to fly.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. It's the Association and Windy. But now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today's partisan primary election day is the first time voters are casting ballots under new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I have not heard a lot of contact from voters expressing any sort of confusion, but certainly if voters have those types of questions, there are some really good resources.
Wolf recommends myvote.wi.gov. Election night coverage on most civic media radio stations and online begins tonight at 8. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Tax feedback was part of a Racine County Board meeting last night. Supervisors and the community discussed the possibility of introducing a 0.5% sales tax, which could potentially raise $20 million a year for county services. Despite the potential benefits, some people at the meeting voiced concern about the additional expense during these challenging economic times. There will be more public discussions about the matter. Voting is going on today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places will be open until 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your ID. You can check your registration status, your polling location, and see your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. We'll have election coverage tonight starting at 8 on our sister station 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app. In a move to enhance services, Kenosha County has split its Human Services Department into two distinct divisions. County Executive Samantha Kirkman has appointed Heather Vanoss as Director of Aging and Disability Services and Carrie Foss as Director of Behavioral Health. The reorganization is said to improve focus on specific community needs without impacting the county spending. And the groundhog is dead. Sunday, police in Racine were called after a man was bit by a groundhog near State Street, and he attempted to hang on to it. As rescue teams waited to help that man bit, a bystander came along and got the groundhog into a suitcase, apparently in an attempt to get it tested. Yesterday, reports came in that the groundhog escaped captivity, ran off, and was hit by a car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Mama, let's American woman. Said, get away, American woman. Listen what I say. Don't come hanging around my door. Don't want to see your face no more. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your ghetto scenes. Colored lights can hypnotize. Sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now, go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye. You're no good for me.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It's the Guess Who with American Woman. Well, Burton Cummings from the Guess Who is going to be at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee next March with his band. It's the 60th anniversary tour. Tickets on sale now.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, and that's where we belong. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be? It made us feel like dancing. It gave us time to think about romancing.
need you so.
Timeless hits, WRJN. It was on this date in 1965, the Beatles arrived at Kennedy International Airport for a tour of North America. It was not a very happy tour for the Beatles at times because John Lennon would take to screaming off microphone obscenities at his audiences. One of the songs on that set list for that tour was this one. It's Help on WRJN.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. So much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
I'm
gone.
Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and opened up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Yeah.
Green, Let's Stay Together on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, let me ask you this. Social media is seemingly torn on this question. Does swimming in a pool count as taking a bath or a shower? Turns out people are split on this. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention did a study a few years ago, which found that about half of Americans admitted to using swimming as an alternative to bathing. Apparently, some people assume that the chlorine in the pool works the same as soap. The other half are really grossed out that this is even a debate. I think I'm in the latter group there.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WRJN. Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
It's the Turtles on WRJN. They were just at the Wisconsin State Fair over the weekend. Well, coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.